Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're starting a new 12-part series. This series is called Driving for Dollars versus Smart Wholesaling. This is a very, very important 12-part series. You need to watch every single one of these short videos. It's in fact training. It's going to help you in your business. Either you're a newbie, you already advanced, or you just closed your first, or second, or third deal. This is going to be very, very helpful for you. I have a quick question for you. Who among the two in the picture you're looking at? Which one of those people? There's a girl on the beach, and there's a girl driving for dollars. There's a girl with a laptop at the beach in bikinis, and there's a girl driving for dollars, right? Which one of these two people do you think will create the most, or let me say we make the most more money, right? Because that's why you're here. You want to make money, you want to build a real business out of this, right? Which one of these girls do you think will make the most money? So the question to that is, the answer to that is going to be value, right? It comes down to value, because you make the money you make, it's going to be directly proportional to how much value you put into this world, right? Now, before we move in any further, it's very, very important that we define what real estate wholesaling is and how it's relevant to what I'm about to share with you with regards to should you be driving for dollars, knocking on doors, or engaged in smart wholesaling and basically marketing like the year that you live in. Like this year that we live in is 2000 digital, right? Or, you know, you need to understand what is real estate wholesaling. You need to understand that before you can have a proper frame of reference to what I'm about to share with you. Again, the information I'm going to share with you, there's about 3 secrets all in total in this 12-part series that's going to make complete sense to you and take your business all the way to the next level. Not next level, all the way to the highest possible level in this game. So what is real estate wholesaling? It's the heart and science of finding deeply discounted properties using mass media marketing to potentially distressed and motivated sellers, right? That's the first set of people you need to engage. Locking under contract and selling the rights to the contract to selling the rights to the contract to an end buyer for a lucrative fee between $1,000 and $82,000, which is my highest one-time fee ever. There are others that have made more. So now that we've gotten real estate wholesaling out of the way, you know what it is, right? Now let's talk about driving for dollars versus smart wholesaling. Let's talk about smart wholesaling for first, right? We're going to talk about driving for dollars in a second. Let's talk about smart wholesaling. The 3 things you should pay attention to, and you're going to be learning how to do that throughout every word that I utter in this series, is smart wholesaling, and it comprises of 3 things, 3 secrets. I'm going to show you how to skip 80% of the hustle in traditional wholesaling, right? Number 2, you're going to learn how to make $100,000 or more per year with or without closing deals, and actually you will increase your chances of closing more deals, 10 times more deals, okay, by simply following this same path that I'm about to share with you right now. The mission statement, I'm going to review this with you on every part in about 10 seconds, okay? The mission statement is get you up and running $1 million empire in just 11 days, okay? So 11 days, once I share with you the concept and you understand it, in 11 days you'll be up and running $1 million empire. You don't have to wait until you close your deal. You don't have to wait until you close your third deal. You don't have to make all those mistakes that everybody is making out there. Basically, you have all the tools and the knowledge, the skills at your disposal to be able to do to run $1 million empire immediately. You see, the problem here is that there's a massive saturation going on. You can see them everywhere on the most popular YouTube channels on real estate wholesaling. You can see the comments, you can go into the Facebook groups, you can see everybody talking, you can see everybody know the theory, they know what real estate wholesaling is, okay? They know you look for a motivated seller, a distressed seller, and you sell a contract that you lock under to an end buyer, and they call it cash buyer, right? For me, it doesn't have to be an all cash buyer. It just needs to be a non-conventional buyer, meaning they're not using non-conventional loan, right? So there are seven reasons I'm going to share with you why you and I will agree that driving for dollars sucks, okay? And especially the fact that there's a massive saturation going on because there's low barrier of entry. So everybody, their moms and their pops think that they are a wholesaler. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying we may need to pay attention to a few things, okay? Basically, when you come into a new business, okay, or not just when you come into a new business, when you are getting involved in a new business, you want to find gaps. You want to find a place where you can give value, right? You want to find a missing gap where you can add some value to the marketplace. And if you don't do that, you will struggle because you end up in a competition with a bunch of people. Many people that don't even know what they're doing, but still you're in competition with them. They will mess up your market. That's when you pick up the call and you pick up a cold call a person, and the person is saying to you like, listen, where'd you guys get my number from? This is my 10th call today. I'm not interested in selling a house, right? And by the way, the first 9 people that call them may not even know what they're doing. They're just listening to the guru. Somebody is telling them to make a call. And so do people make money that way? Yeah, okay. Most people are not going to make a dime. 98% of them are not going to make money. That's just the way it is. However, they're still messing up the business for you. I'm going to help you avoid all of that. There are 7 reasons I want to share with you. You see this graph right here in front of you? You see some people get lucky, okay, and they go up to close their first deal, maybe the second deal, and then they find out the third deal is not as fast as it's coming in. The first and the second deal kind of like taught them the wrong attitude about this business. They probably felt invincible. They thought they would be doing it over and over again, always. But it's not happening that way, right? And then before you know it, that's affecting their financial profile backwards, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. They keep pumping money into it because they got the wrong signal initially by closing the first, second deal, and they thought it would happen that way. For most people, they will actually never close a deal, okay? I'm just even saying the best case scenario is somebody close 1 or 2 deals and then nothing happens after that. So because of this is a big problem for any average person coming into the game, we're going to solve that problem. This is my team right here. I'm the one in the center. My name is Ola. That's my beautiful wife. With my same last name, and that's a beautiful Lenny as well that helps me. These are the people that make this happen. So please show us some love on the channel, give it a thumbs up, you know, leave some comments. These are the people that are making it happen so we can keep bringing all this content to you. So thank you very, very much. Now let's get into it. Part 1, okay, driving for dollars. 7 reasons to never drive for dollars, okay? 7 reasons. I'm going to give you 7 reasons, okay? Number 1, it's a minimum wages activity that pays less than minimum wage for 99% plus of those who try it, okay? It's actually a minimum wage activity, but they actually still pay you less, okay? Because why do I say that? This is, again, if you're an average person, by all means, if driving for dollars is working for you, please, you don't have to argue with me. Just keep doing what you're doing. That's all. Okay. That's all I'm going to say. But if for some reason it's not working out for you, or you already know at the back of your mind that this is 2000 and digital and it just doesn't make sense, right? Then keep listening, because I have 6 more reasons why you don't want to do this. But bottom line here is that there's a reason why your favorite gurus are paying people $5 an hour to do it, or $10 an hour or less, you know, to do it. But this is a minimum wage activity. If you're doing it, you deserve whatever you get out of it. If you get lucky and you close the deal, sure, that there are enough people out here that are getting lucky, actually, to be honest with you. So maybe you will get lucky again. The second reason is the person asking you to drive for dollars does not drive for dollars, at least not personally. And what I mean by that is that they may have 5 people driving for dollars for them, right? But they're not doing it personally. These people collect a bunch of addresses, they start mailing them, okay? But there's a reason, I want you to pay attention, there's a reason why they will not do that personally. You may say, hey, but they already advanced, you know, but I'm just getting started. Well, I'm telling you, this is the digital age. This is 2000 and digital. That is not applicable any longer. You don't get to say, hey, I'm new. No, you're not new. You use a smartphone, then you're just as good as professional, and you have all the skills and the tools at your disposal to run a $1 million business, and I'm going to prove it to you throughout the course of this series, okay? The third reason is driving for dollars is a data gathering skill, Okay, which again, another evidence that is a low minimum wage activity. Okay, it's a data gathering skill and the slowest and most expensive form of it. Okay, in other words, there are other ways you can collect data. Okay, so you're looking for addresses of houses that are vacant. There are other ways you can collect that data. And I know they make a case that you have the best access to properties that no one has seen. Are you sure about that? That's not true. The first people that see if a property is vacant is actually the post office, and you can get access to that data for pennies. Okay, so like I said, it's the slowest because you're driving around town wasting time, your most precious asset, right? And you're writing down addresses, and all because you saw one person on the testimonial and say, hey, that's what they did and they made money. I'm telling you, most people that do it, they don't make money, okay? When I say most people, I mean 98% plus people don't make money, okay? You don't want to end up in that. I want to give you more of a better chance that you will make money in the game. So it's a data gathering skill. It's a minimum wage activity. Don't engage in that. That's not why you came into entrepreneurship. There are better ways to do things. All right. Number four, driving for dollars costs you more time than you can buy with the money earned from selling your time at a regular job. You're hustling backwards, okay? You're moonwalking backwards. At least somebody knows how to make money and create a fame, worldwide fame, biggest in the history of mankind, Michael Jackson, right? But hustling backwards is not going to help you, okay? Hustling is cool, cute, and all. Gary Vaynerchuk, I get it. I get it. But Gary Vaynerchuk is not, obviously he's saying to 10,000 people at a time in 1 second. 10,000 people to go hustle, but yet is using the tools at his disposal, aka YouTube, social media. And some people are running into that and they can't really make sense out of it. My point here is, look at the action of the people that are telling you to do what they are asking you to do. Does it align? Right? It doesn't. So stop hustling backwards. I don't even believe in hustling personally. Sure, you can call it hustle. We work hard, okay? But we work smart. All right. So number five reason, the fifth reason why driving for dollars sucks and you should never do it is the success rate from driving for dollars is less than 1%. Basically, it's a hope and luck strategy. It's a terrible strategy for business and marketing. All right. Basically, you're praying, hopefully, I will close the deal one day. That's an extremely horrible, terrible strategy to use in 2000 and digital. You don't have to. There are better ways, and I'm going to show you all for free in this series how to do it the better way. Okay. All right. Number sixth reason why you should never drive for dollars. Okay. The people that driving for dollars works for are the less than 1% who ends up on the testimonial video or people who have others doing it for them. It's basically they have law of numbers and averages in their favor, okay? So, like I said, it's that 1-2% chance that it's gonna work for you. So what if you can have about five people driving for dollars for you, right? You just increase the chances that's gonna work for you, maybe less chances for those people. But if there's a chance, why not just do it yourself? Because again, you leverage other people's time, not your time, because your time is limited. It's called leverage, okay? That's part of the stuff I'm going to be talking about more and more. Your ability to be able to flip your time, okay, into dollars is really the key thing about being an entrepreneur. If you can't do that, you will fail at being an entrepreneur, and you're always better off at a job if that's what you want to do, okay? So driving for dollars works if you will work until it works. I think all strategies work, okay? So I'm not gonna sit down here and say drive for dollars doesn't work. I didn't say that. I say it sucks, okay? Meaning there's a very good chance it won't work before you quit, because it's extremely frustrating activity if you've ever done it before. And some people say, yeah, but being broke sucks too. You're right, okay? What about hustling, 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 and still staying broke? That sucks even more, all right? So even the gurus that sell it don't know when it will work. They can't give you a real data. I saw the guy who owned the app the other day saying a deal per 200 houses. No, he pulled that number out of his ass. It's not true, okay? It's not true. If that was true, everyone else would be doing it. Just think about it, right? The seventh reason here, when you consider the cost of your time, money, energy carefully, driving for dollars is the most expensive marketing strategy. It's just expensive, okay? If only you consider the cost or the value of your time, money, and energy. If you don't consider those things, then you probably will be in a position to argue with me, but yeah, I get it. Maybe you're broke and your mindset feels like that's the cheapest way for you to go about it. I beg to differ, okay? If you have to find a job until you make this business work the right way, where you have a better chance it's gonna work, then that's what you gotta do. I would say keep a job until you make it work for yourself. But in this time and age, you don't have to do anything manually. You don't have to frustrate yourself out of the business. And smart wholesaling with digital marketing is the cheapest, most cost-effective, most efficient, most profitable and rewarding way, because you're learning skills that you can apply in any business, okay? Rewarding way to engage this business in the year 2000 and digital. Okay? So that's the list right there. If you want, I'm going to give you access to the PDF if you just go ahead and download the book as well. The book, Real Estate Wholesaling. All right, if you go ahead and download that, smartrealestatewholesaling.com, you'll get access to all of this. You don't need 30 days to figure out if it will work or not, okay? In just 11 days, once we're done with this series right here, in just 11 days, you can see trackable performance on like driving for dollars, where you can't really see. The only thing you can see how many addresses you put into an app. That's not really tracking your progress, because that means nothing. That's your data, okay? Leads and deals come to you. What we're going to be talking about is attraction marketing, okay? This is an attraction marketing age. You're going to be leveraging all these tools at your disposal. I'm going to share them with you, and use them to attract motivated sellers, distressed sellers, attract buyers, okay? People that will actually buy, investors, partners, because those are the things that will make up. You'll be understanding this more to fall in place as we go throughout this series. Smart wholesaling is an addictive process, which means there is an overwhelmingly low chances of you quitting on yourself, okay? Of you're quitting on yourself. You're not gonna quit on yourself, unlike driving for dollars. You're gonna end up quitting on yourself, because like I said, it's frustrating process. It's like, what am I doing this after a whole day? Either it's too cold or it's too hot, and then you're like, okay, I have all these addresses. What do? I go skip trace. I skip trace them. I skip trace 20 houses. I give all of them a call. They all crushed me out. So tell me how encouraged you're gonna be to do the process all over again tomorrow. So here's a quick question for you, okay? If 200 people were driving for dollars for you every day, okay? Not you doing it by yourself. 200 people doing it for you every day. Share with me below. I want you to share with me below how faster you think you will close deals as opposed to just you, okay? Now keep in mind, those 200 people, some of them will never bring you deals. Some will bring you deals. It's the law of averages and numbers in your favor. The skills you're going to learn here is going to help you accomplish this. But I want you to share with me, how do you think that will make a difference in your business? See, on part two, you're going to learn 19 benefits of smart wholesaling in the year 2000 and digital against driving for dollars. I have a serious pet peeve with driving for dollars. If you haven't detected yet, yes, I think most people are going to waste time and not make any money, and there are better chances for you to make some money in this game. Hopefully, you've been enlightened, educated. Go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com right now, smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and get this book for free. And if you go there right now, I'll give you this additional book as well, Real Estate Money Secrets, my newest book, for free right now, too. But more importantly, don't forget to come back here for part two. Part two, right now, you can actually watch it right away. Or if you're doing this as we're releasing it, then you just want to make sure you subscribe to the channel so that you can get notified when we do bring that live. Hopefully, you've been enlightened, educated. We'll see you on the next one. Peace.